today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Gary David joining Gene and Chris. We're talking about that very unusual discovery of a possible lost city. Has there been anything new since the original trip to learn more about this?
Well, we went out there partly because of this giant rectangle. And also, I had seen some other anomalies that looked like ruins or perhaps kivas on the rim. And come to find out, we couldn't get out to this area that I also saw that had the ruins. So maybe that's to do in the next trip out there. But a very stunning discovery that apparently has been around since the spring. And we didn't know about it when we were out there. We were out there for about, 4 days, Chris?
Yeah, it was the second week of May, I believe.
Yeah, and, apparently this whole thing about the Grand Canyon Escalade, there's a company in Scottsdale that is trying to put in a huge complex right at the confluence, the place where the Little Colorado flows into the Colorado River. And they want to build a tramway down into the Grand Canyon, and they want to build a walkway along the Colorado River. They want to build a restaurant down in the Grand Canyon, and they want to build museums and a whole tourist kind of complex.
Well, a casino too, on top at the rim.
Casinos, yeah, and just a hotel up there. So this is so close to this most sacred spot in Hopi and Zuni culture, the Sipapu, that, you know, it's just unthinkable that, you know, this is as sacred to the Hopi and the Zuni as Mecca is to the Muslims and Jerusalem is to the Hebrews. So it's just unthinkable that the Navajo, in coordination with this company from Scottsdale, is trying to push this money-making scheme that will devastate the whole area.
I guess if money is to be made, somebody out there, some developer will say, let's find a way to do it. Let's find a way to exploit this.
Yeah, and the people who are doing it, they have rather sleazy motives. One of the guys that's trying to push it through, his son is connected with strip clubs in Scottsdale, and they're connected with the Grand Canyon walkway at the other end of the canyon. So, you know, and they're also connected with the Snow Bowl, making snow from sewage water. I mean, it's all connected. This group that's trying to push this through.
And we should probably note as well that this area is under the control and dominion of the Navajo people, who are relative newcomers to North America. They arrived here about 100 years before the Spanish. They have political control and dominion over this area that is sacred to the Hopi and Zuni, who are being left out of the equation, who don't have any sort of political clout in the Grand Canyon confluence area there.
Yeah, there is a bit of discrepancy between, you know, where the boundary actually is. The Navajo say that they own that side, the eastern side of Marble Canyon. And, Grand Canyon National Park tends to say that, well, no, we own up to the rim. So, you know, there's a bit of discrepancy between the park and the Navajo Nation about where the boundary actually is. And like you say, the Navajo have not been here as long as the Hopi or Zuni in this region. But recently, just last night, I saw a video produced by a group in that area, a group of Navajos that are claiming that they also see this area as sacred. So some of the Navajos in that particular area do claim that this is sacred land according to their culture, which is a good sign that perhaps they will prevail rather than the Ben Shelley and the people of the company in Scottsdale.
If it's Native American land, though, the U.S. government has no control over what they do with it, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, it's Navajo land. At least, you know, the rim is the top up on top. Now, there's a dispute, you know, whether they control down to the river or does their control stop at the rim, you know. So I'm surprised that Grand Canyon has not spoken up more about this particular project, because it would really change the whole tenor and the whole feel of the Grand Canyon, this remote area that you can hike down into. And the Hopi have, for centuries, they have made migrations to this area, to the Sipapuni, and to the salt caves, which are also down there. And they gathered ritualistic salt that they brought up and took back to the Hopi mesas. And this was a kind of a ritual annual migration that the Hopi would make to this specific area. And
a pilgrimage, not so much a migration.
Yeah. That's a better word, yeah, pilgrimage.
And this Salt Trail Canyon that is very sacred to the Hopi is where you and I, Clifford Mahudi and Ron Regehr, filmed what appeared to be illegal covert helicopter activity, which appeared to be going down right into and over the place of emergence, with these large loads slung underneath on long cables, which, you know, we talked about back in June. But come to find out then, you know, as we finished up our trip and went home, Gary found out about this Grand Canyon Escalade project, and all of a sudden everything kind of came clearly into focus. I think Clifford Mahudi came up with the most astute observation. He's saying, yeah, they're going to build this casino on top of the rim. And if you have a special, you know, if you're one of the mucky mucks with a special pass key, you can take the elevator down into to where the real action is in the underground city that they're probably refurbishing with pedophile rooms and, you know, who knows what else.
Oh, that's getting pretty crazy. But, Chris, the question I have to ask you or Gary is, there's basically, if they own the land, the Navajo, the Hopi has no claim to it. There's no legal way there. Can contact the authorities to say, look, you can't do this. Or maybe the train has already left the station. It's already being done, and next year it'll be opened up. What's going on?
Well, that's a good question. Clifford said that there has to be some sort of environmental impact study done, and there has to be a cultural impact study done, which is fairly routine for large development projects on reservations. And there is some question that the Navajo may not have the right to violate another tribe's, or in this case, pretty much all the other Pueblo Indian peoples, their sacred site. Now, remember the Diné, the Apache and Navajo, again, are recent newcomers to this area. So they don't hold the area, I think, as sacred as the Hopi and Zuni and other Pueblo tribes do. And I think there may be some sort of legal recourse that the Hopi and Zuni may have to at least demand that certain studies are done or feasibility assessments are done from a cultural and an environmental point of view. There is the issue of water in the Little Colorado. Where are they going to get the water to allow this huge facility to be built and maintained? They initially proposed a small airport to be built there, which was struck down. But it seems like this is almost a slam dunk thing for these developers. A memorandum of understanding has already been filed up, a legal document signed by the head of the Navajo Nation, Ben Shelley. So it does appear, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gary, that this whole thing appears to be going full speed ahead.
Well, yeah, unless the Grand Canyon National Park can somehow get involved.
We can go into the complexities of the legal ramifications, how that development might be stopped or has the ship sailed, the train left the station. We'll get into that in a moment. We have Gary David with Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockoids. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockoids lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans a galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockoids is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack of the Rockoids, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
The endless fight to keep developers and possibly impacting or destroying sacred land. Now, I gather there is a Bureau of Indian Affairs, which is controlled by the U.S. Department of the Interior, which works with various Native American-related issues. But do they have any power over something like this?
Well, I think the BIA would probably go full speed on this project and give it the go. They traditionally have not supported Native American interests. You know, I've been on Pine Ridge Reservation. I taught there in the 80s. And, you know, it's the same story. The BIA tries to push these huge economic projects that destroy sacred sites and go against the wishes of the spiritual elders of the particular villages and communities.
So, the politicians who receive the most campaign contributions from the right people to do this?
I'm sure that's all part of it. And like I say, the tribal council on most reservations is allied with these corporations that want to come in and build casinos and build different economic projects and destroy the spiritual nature of that many of the elders are constantly fighting against. And it's not just at Hopi or Zuni, it's on Pine Ridge and different reservations around the country. This struggle between the BIA and the tribal councils against the spiritual leaders of the community, of the tribes. So this is a constant theme that's going on. But you mentioned the water, you know, one of John Kyle's last bills, I believe it was Senate Bill 2109. Is that right, Chris?
Which was actually a reintroduction of an old bill that was shot down.
Yeah, it would have waived all the rights that the Navajo and the Hopi and the Zuni have of the Little Colorado and the Colorado River. That would have taken all their water rights away in exchange for a few communities on the reservation getting piped water into their communities. Luckily, this bill kind of died, but I think it was all part of this whole complex, you know, the water bill and this particular Grand Canyon escalade. I think it's part of the whole conspiracy to usurp the Native people's religious lands and destroy any religious value that the Navajo and the Hopi and the Zuni have for these places.
Is this all about profits?
No, it's always all about profits, you know.
We don't have to worry about John Kyle anymore because he didn't run.
Yeah, with Flake to worry about now.
I don't know about Jeff Flake. We'll have to argue that. This is becoming a political discussion here, whether the politicians can do something. And if there is a lost city down there with all sorts of interesting evidence, whether the actions of a few politicians and maybe the wrong officials could destroy all that legacy before we find out what's really going on.
This is a constant struggle, and it's symptomatic of the end of the fourth world, according to the Hopi. I have a Hopi friend that, you know, I ask him, well, when is the fourth world going to end? And he says, well, probably in my lifetime, and he's in his 50s now. The ceremonial cycle will just cease to exist, because it's just too hard, too much of a struggle to keep these ceremonies going. And all of these sacred lands are being destroyed. This is all part of the scenario that the fourth world, you know, in a grand scale, in a cosmic sense, is grinding to an end. The new age is going to come in, but we have this rough period, this birthing period, where a lot of these, Earth devastation and environmental disasters keep hitting us day after day. We read it in the news, you know, just one after another, one disaster after another.
But don't we live also in a society where a lot of politicians are totally anti-science, anti the environment? They don't believe in man-made global warming or any global warming. They believe the Earth was built 6,000 years ago. They don't believe in what used to be considered normal scientific evidence, so why should you expect them to want to do anything about protecting these native lands?
Well, sure, that's part of the rapture crowd that thinks that they're just going to be raptured into heaven and the rest of the earth is going to be left in a state of chaos and warfare. Unfortunately, a lot of politicians have this radical view of Christianity, and you know, as far as the environment goes, they could care less about what happens to the earth, because they'll be, you know, safe in heaven. And you know, this is a dire sign. You know, when Bill Nye the Science Guy has to step in and say, well, you know, you really should teach evolution to your kids because we won't have a competing scientists competing with the rest of the world. I mean, we're getting so illogical in the way some of the politicians, at least, have taken on this right-wing Christian evangelical outlook on life. And it's really frightening to think that people could be that irrational.
Well, you wonder why they come up with those beliefs. Is it partly because of frustrations about the fact that things today are so difficult in coping with our society and the economy and all the stuff that's going on, that maybe it's just better to pretend it doesn't exist?
You know, the environmental movement started in, you know, I was a high school senior during the first Earth Day. And we had a lot of hope that this was going to be a positive force that would clean up the Earth. You know, I grew up in a suburb of Cleveland, and at that time, the Cuyahoga River was catching on fire periodically because of all the pollutants. And we thought this environmental movement would be an anodyne for that sort of destruction and pollution. But we had a backlash in the 80s, and now environmentalism is seen as a dirty word. You know, it's frightening the way some people have become so anti-science. I don't think Al Gore did us any good because he politicized the whole issue of climate change, and those on the right just naturally attack anything dealing with global warming or climate change because they don't like the Democrats or Al Gore. So, you know, it's gotten really messy, the whole situation. And, you know, scientists are just shaking their heads because, you know, 99% of them agree that global warming is a human caused, and that a lot of these politicians are just simply ignorant of the facts. Just look at the facts.
Yes, sir. Just the facts. We'll have more of those facts in a moment. We have Gary David with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Gary David with Gene and Chris in the Paracast. Parenthetically, in terms of global warming deniers, none other than Stanton Friedman, the famous UFO investigator. Was co-author of one book about where science was, quote-unquote, wrong, and he doesn't believe in it.
Well, he's going against a vast majority of the scientists out there that are using greatly improved climate models. You know, the climate models weren't that great 20 years ago, but now they've become much more refined. And you just look at the warming of the Arctic Ocean. Pretty soon we're going to have, in the summertime, we're going to have be able to sail on the Arctic Ocean and give tours on the boat tour, cruises, you know, cruise lines on the Arctic Ocean.
Oh, yeah. I hate to be a polar bear.
Well, just think this way. If you live in New York City or in New Jersey and you suffered from the misery of Hurricane Sandy, you have to wonder, how can you say something isn't going on? You could say, well, maybe it's not fully man-made, but we've got a crazy cycle going on here that's causing lots of trouble, lots of misery for people.
Yeah, I'm not saying that it's totally human caused, but, you know, a lot of the greenhouse gases we're throwing more into the atmosphere all the time.
Well, and also the sun appears to be heating up.
Yeah, the solar cycles are getting kind of crazy, and I guess next year, 2013, will be the solar maximum.
Well, that's assuming, of course, we survive, and when the world doesn't end 2 weeks from now.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to think about that. But sure. When we look at stuff that you're doing, and you have the new book, Star Shrines, Earthworks in the Desert Southwest, and you have these four books that you've written, and you look at this, and you're just one researcher of many researchers who've done this kind of research. But what about mainstream science? When they look at the work that people like you do, do they say, oh, he's not a real scientist? What do they say?
Well, I'm not a scientist. I don't claim to be a scientist. I never have. I don't even claim to be an archaeologist. I don't have a degree in archaeology or anything like that. I'm a writer who's interested in the Hopi culture and in archaeology and in archaeoastronomy. But I don't make any claims to be totally scientific. That's not the type of writing I do. If people are looking for hard science, they should probably look elsewhere.
You're a popular writer who writes stuff for regular people to acquaint them with a lot of different mysteries and evidence. And you hope that scientists will pick up on what you do and say, you know what, we should research this too.
Well, yeah, I'm not looking for that particular audience even, Gene. If scientists can find some kind of meaning in what I'm doing, that's fine. But I'm really exploring for myself and the relationship between the Hopis and the land that they live on and their myths and their legends, and trying to make sense of the place where I live, because I've lived in Arizona for 18 years. And I try to make sense of the place that I'm living in. And this is one of the ways that I've done that. Before this time, I lived in the Black Hills of South Dakota and worked with the Lakota Sioux on different projects. And I taught on Pine Ridge and Rosebud reservations, and try to look at the land through the eyes of the native people and through their myths and legends. And there's quite a few parallel legends that the Lakota have and the Hopi have as far as the celestial reflecting the terrestrial realm.
You know what? Maybe tell us about those connections.
When I was in South Dakota, I went there when I was about 26, age 26. That was a long time ago. Yeah, I started working with the Lakota because I was teaching on Pine Ridge, and I met a woman named Charlotte Black Elk. And Charlotte was the great-granddaughter of Nicholas Black Elk, who wrote the classic Black Elk Speaks. And at the time, Charlotte was she was trying to explore this idea that the Lakota or the Sioux had been there longer than historians say they were. And she had a buffalo hide with a star map on it. And this star map showed the stars as they were 3,000 years ago. And she was saying that, you know, the Lakota had been doing ceremonies in and around the Black Hills for 3,000 years because this star map on the buffalo hide proves this particular thing. And they had a concept of a celestial buffalo that corresponded to certain parts of the Black Hills. This celestial buffalo was made up of Orion's belt, so that keyed me in on Orion right away. That was the backbone of this buffalo. The nose of the buffalo was the Pleiades in the constellation Taurus. And the tail of the buffalo was the star Sirius. So there was this huge symbolic buffalo in the sky that referred to specific points in the Black Hills where the Lakota would go and do ceremonies at a certain time of year. For instance, they would do the Sundance ceremony at Devil's Tower, which is northwest of the Black Hills. Of course, Devil's Tower is the place where Close Encounters of the Third Kind was filmed. And so, you know, the Lakota had a long-standing relationship with that land and doing ceremonies on that land for thousands of years, not just a few hundred like historians claim. So this idea of the sky mirroring the earth was planted very early on. So when I came down here in Arizona, that idea of the Arizona-Orion correlation took hold when I saw the pattern of Hopi villages across the high desert of Arizona reflecting directly the constellation Orion in an exact pattern, one-to-one correlation.
How fascinating that we're trying to look at these correlations. So do we assume then that there were interactions between these peoples? There had to be, right?
Well, the Hopi believe that they migrated before they settled on the three mesas where they now live. They came up out of the Grand Canyon, and they started on a series of migrations all around the continent. They have legends of migrating up into Canada, and in fact, there have been petroglyphs, snake petroglyphs, that the Hopi claim that the snake clan built, or carved, I'm sorry. They carved these petroglyphs in Alberta, Canada. So the Hopi went far up into the north. The Hopi traveled down into Mexico and Central America and interacted with the Maya people. In fact, some claim that the Maya are merely the people who never made it back up this way.
That's what Grandfather Martin told me. He says, oh, the Maya, they're just Hopi that went south and they forgot to come back.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you see a lot of correlations. The idea of world ages, as we talked about earlier, the Maya have it and the Hopi have it. The Aztecs also had it. But the Hopi traveled also to the East Coast. And they have a myth about a hard beings woman, it's called, having a kiva in the Atlantic Ocean. Okay, and her sister has a kiva in the Pacific Ocean. So they traveled to both oceans. And there's some say that the Hopi Snake Clan built Serpent Mound in southern Ohio. So the Hopi went all over. And, you know, so they definitely went up into the Lakota territory in South Dakota and just made kind of a spiral migration until they finally came around to the center of the world. They call it the Tuanasavi, the center of the earth, which is the Hopi Mesas.
It's a fascinating subject, Gary. Big fan of your work, and I do recommend your books highly to Paracast listeners. And what do you have on tap for future projects? Are you already researching some new stuff? Or
you know, this recent book, I could have worked on it another 6 months. Really, I worked hard on it, and my publisher, David Childress, wanted to get it out, so was working 8 to 12 hours a day.
So you got the book out. We'll talk more about that book and possible future plans coming up. Let me remind you that we have lots of stuff coming up. We, of course, have the Paracast forums where you can ask questions of our guests. You'll find it at forum.theparacast.com. Once again, that's forum.theparacast.com. Gary David joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
With Gary David and Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. Gary, you were saying that you got the book out a few months maybe earlier than you might have wanted to do it. So what material is there not present in the book that maybe you could have included had you had six more months?
Well, I could have refined what was already there. I did some research on genetic material, which is very difficult stuff. And basically, in this most recent book, I have a theory that a certain genetic trait of albinism was carried across the ocean. The Hopi also have a myth of going across the ocean on reed rafts to escape a great flood. Okay, they came from Polynesia across the Pacific, and they went island hopping across the ocean and came to the western shore of America. And then they went up the Colorado River and populated the Colorado Plateau in Arizona. But I tried to verify this with genetics, and I think I have a link with albinism or albinos. There's a very high rate of albinos in the Hopi culture and also the Zuni culture. There's also a very high rate of albinos in Polynesia, much higher than the population at large. So I think there might be a genetic link that verifies this particular legend that the Hopi have. And there's some other genetic things that I won't get into, but I think the way we can prove these things now is through genetics. The migration processes can be verified. These legends, these ancient legends, can be verified with genetic variations over time.
Is there reason to think that any of these peoples were descended from these other mysterious races somehow?
Well, there's the concept of Lemuria, or the continent of Mu. And a guy named James Churchward had this theory that the people living on this ancient continent that was in the Pacific, they migrated to the west coast of America, and he called them the cliff dwellers in the southwest. That's obviously the Anasazi, or the what we call the Hizatsino. They were the last wave of these people that escaped this whole continent of Mu. And travel to the West Coast. And to verify this, Edgar Cayce also talks about Some of his the readings that he did for people, the past lives were in Lemuria, and they moved to the southwestern United States, to Arizona in particular. He mentioned that in a couple different readings. So, you know, Churchward and Casey both verify this eastward migration from the Pacific to the West Coast. And I tried to prove this genetically, and you know, I just got started on this. There might be more work to be done on that.
Well, the other thing here, what about Atlantis and these other ancient civilizations? Aren't there several of these?
Well, there are so many books written about Atlantis. You know, you don't really know what to believe. Was it on the South Pole, or was it the island of Sarah in the Mediterranean? You know, I'm really not sure. It's been found on every continent. You know, Atlantis has been located on every continent in the world. So, you know, I'm sure there was a huge global flood, a deluge, because so many cultures around the world have the similar flood myths. You know, the Sumerians had it, and of course the Christian Bible talks about it, and a lot of Native American cultures talk about this huge flood that destroyed the world, basically. It's proven that the level of the oceans have risen something like 100 meters or so. It was once much lower, and a lot of cities were lost along the coastlines, for sure. But whether or not an actual continent sunk into the Atlantic or the Pacific, it's hard to say. You know, most scientists kind of disavow this notion of continents, you know, falling to the bottom of the ocean.
Isn't it, though, they don't want to admit we could possibly have had ancient civilizations that were as advanced as we are, so to speak, or more advanced?
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, there's kind of a temporal chauvinism that, you know, we're the best. We're the best on the block, and we're the highest degree of evolution, and there's been no cultures that have been higher than ours. But, you know, people like Graham Hancock talk about the lost civilizations, you know, 10,000 years ago or so, 12,000 years ago, with this great great flood at the end of the Ice Age. So I think a lot more people are exploring this idea of a lost civilization than heretofore were, discussed.
Do we think it's several civilizations or just one with different names?
Well, I think, it's hard to say. I mean, there might have been different groups scattered around the globe that had affiliations with each other, especially if you acknowledge the notion that there were these flying craft that could get around pretty easily. You know, the Hindus talk about the Vimanas, and the Hopi talk about Paatu Vota, or the flying shields that existed in the previous age. So there might have been air travel during that time. It's if these legends are true. You know, if they're not just fanciful ideas, but if they're actually history, then air travel could have been achieved back in ancient times.
Oh, isn't that fascinating? If we can only prove it, how do we prove it?
Well, unless we find one at the bottom of the ocean or something, I don't think we can. You know, it's hard to prove legends that are thousands of years old. You know, prove them in an empirical sense. Just like it's hard to prove UFOs, you know, unless you have a piece of one or something. You know?
Well, the thing I also wonder about here, whether what might also be the situation is that were these ancient civilizations physically on Earth, or were they somewhere else?
Well, I think they were on Earth. I think these star beings came here from distant places, and my books go into certain hypotheses about where the star beings could come from. But I think they came to this planet and assisted us in our development as a civilization, and assisted in various ways. And these are interpreted as gods, you know, these creatures, these what I think of as maybe interdimensional creatures coming through a kind of wormhole or something and interacting with us here on Earth.
Again, how do we prove any of that?
It's all speculation. And like I say, I'm not a scientist, and I don't claim to be a scientist. I like to just entertain these ideas and put them out there in hopes that it'll take people somewhere and give them certain meaning in their own journey, in their own intellectual pursuits.
Right, and inspire others to pick up the torch and carry it forward, get the ball down the field.
Right, yeah. We're not going to get the type of empirical proof that the skeptics demand, you know, the skeptics or debunkers demand, you know. But if we entertain these ideas as not far-fetched, you know, the magic of today to tomorrow will be provable science, you know.
Gary David, where do we find more of the things you do?
Okay, my website is theorionzone.com. That's theorionzone.com. And you can read about my books, descriptions of the four books I have out. And you can order from that website, or you can get my books from Adventures Unlimited Press. And you can get them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. A couple of the books are in Kindle editions. They're available pretty much everywhere. And there's a lot of free information on my website. I've got essays. I've got maps that you can see. The Orion Correlation in Arizona, for instance.
Excellent. We look forward to checking out that site. Chris O'Brien's got a site, too. OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. You can find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. So follow us or go to theparacast.com. Gary David, thanks for joining us this week on the PowerCast.
Thanks, Gene and Chris.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.